Good afternoon, Julia.
Hi, Lockie. Thanks for inviting me onto your show.
No worries at all. Julia, why do we need drones to test Sydney's water?
Well, for over 100 years, we've been working really hard to protect the waterways and beaches for residents and visitors to enjoy. Some of the locations can be quite difficult to access, as you mentioned. So we've been investing a lot of money in innovations and technology and equipment to just really increase our response capability and very importantly as well, to keep our staff safe. So one of the Sydney Water's secret weapons that we have at the moment is this drone technology, which does allow us to access these really difficult places.
So will we see the old-fashioned way of sampling by boat being phased out now due to the drones?
While the drones do really complement what we currently do with our monitoring programs, there are a variety of requirements. So when it comes to testing water quality, some just really require some simple water samples, but others will require a lot more complex and heavy equipment and that sort of thing, which we really do need the boats for. So things like depth samplers. So sometimes we'll collect a sample at depth and we'll need quite a heavy piece of equipment for that. And we also use things like passive samplers. So the passive samplers can be left out over a period of time to collect a sample. And we really need the boat to be able to collect those heavy pieces of equipment to bring them back in. So although the drones are really exciting and new, we still need the old-fashioned way for now.
And so what are the biggest benefits of the new drones?
Well, as I previously mentioned, the drone really just increases our sampling capability. So it allows us access to sites where we may not be able to access by boat. So that might include some, you know, maybe some dangerous rock platforms or when they're exposed or in rough conditions. And the custom-made drone that we have, it's a pretty large drone, and it's been fitted with a hose. That hose then goes into the water, sucks up the water, and then we can safely transfer that sample onto shore, and then we can aliquot the sample off into bottles and take that back to the laboratory where we've got some, you know, I guess some pretty high-tech equipment back here at the Sydney Water Laboratory.
And has the drone sampling been successful so far?
Yes, it has actually. It's been very successful. So as you mentioned, we will be collecting up to 200 samples over this summer campaign that we're working on at the moment. So we've got this summer campaign. We've got a lot of staff on at the moment on this program. We've got 44 staff, and we've also got some people working on user surveys. So there'll be people at the beaches on the busy hot summer days and public holidays in particular, weekends, over school holidays, and they're really looking at how people use our recreational waterways. So, you know, they'll be looking at, you know, are people swimming there? Are they fishing? Are they diving? Are they kayaking? You know, what are they doing? So that really helps us to build a lot of information about these sites.
So what are the next steps for the program once the pilot phase has been completed?
So I guess the big next step is collecting and reviewing the data from this program, from this summer program. And, you know, we'll be able to publish some of that information. So that'll be published to scientific journals and so forth, which will be open access to the general public. So I guess the big thing now is really just making sure that this data, we use it for the right investment and to make sure that our investment is directed, you know, the right at the right place, right time, and spent in the right way. So that'll be a big part of the program. But also we'll be looking at, you know, working with the manufacturers of the drones, they're called Sphere Drones, and working with our digital teams just to really look at advancements in water sampling solutions and opportunities for future programs. So it could potentially be, I don't know yet, but I'm just, you know, imagining the future, but it could potentially be things like, you know, real-time automation for detection of maybe some simple water chemistry tests, like say turbidity, which is really just the suspended matter or particles in the water, and then maybe the opportunity to link that information via the Internet of Things. So, you know, really getting that real-time information.
Thanks very much for your time, Julia.
Thank you so much, Lockie. Lovely to talk to you.